Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Now, you guys know that one of the best things that we can do is have a good book, right? Having a good book in your life is so important. Why do I say that? Because it allows your imagination to just run wild. You can go on the journey that the author has placed before you, and you can forget about whatever's going on in your day-to-day world for just a little while. Some books are there to inform you, to really give you information so that the next day, you have something to talk about. You have more information to share with those around you. Well, I think that that is exactly what my guest today wants to do as well. Now, it looks like we have her on the line, and I hope that is true. Hello.
Hi.
Is this Angela? How are you? Who do I have on the line?
Oh, this is Sandaline Taylor.
Yes. Hello, Sandaline. Thank you so much for making the call today. We thought that we had lost you, so I am so glad that you are on with me today. Now, the title of your book is Before Eternity. I like the title. How did you come about that title, Sandaline?
Okay, because the book is post-apocalyptic, so it talks about what will happen before the end of before that end of the world. So That's why it is like this book is telling you the story of before eternity, which is like before the next thing to come when God will come. So what will happen next? That's why it's before eternity.
I like it. Now, I know that every author writes books for a particular audience, be it that it's adults, it's for teens, it's for someone going through something, or it's simply just to be creative. What would you say is your target reader? If I understand correctly, you don't write for adults. Is that correct?
It is for mostly like teenagers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be read by adults because this book talks about our inner struggle and spiritual struggle and, you know, how we overcome by the help of God.
Now, the end times is something that many people are unfamiliar with, so I'm glad that you have written this in a way that our teens will be able to understand, and it will give them a better understanding of what's supposed to happen, you know, during that time period. So thank you for being mindful of them. When it comes to the amount of research that you had to do to try to make it, you know, as accurately as you chose to for your book, how much time did it take, or, you know, how was it putting all of it together?
I think it took 3 years or more, and I happen to travel in different countries while I'm doing this book. So it started in South Korea when I was a missionary there. So and then after that, traveled in Vietnam. And then now I'm here in U.S. that time. And then for that 3 years, I also do a lot of research. And also, actually, the book, I interview some of the people that I put in the book as a character.
Mm-hmm.
So it took 3 years.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. I like that idea. I like that because then you can kind of tell that person's story even more because you're putting them in the book. That was really, really smart. I love that. And, you know, thank you for being a missionary. I know that that is a decision that no one mix easily necessarily, because you have to think about, you know, do I want to go somewhere else? What's going on here, you know, in the country in which I live? This is for folks across the board, you know. Do I want to leave home to go someplace else to help someone else that I don't know? And ultimately, you guys say yes, and that is a huge sacrifice on you and your family. So thank you so much for being a missionary and helping people around the world. That's so amazing, so kind of you. Thank you. Now, when you are when you were writing and you went through the process of, you know, putting all the stories together, you have the cover done, you have, you know, everything is proper, true, you send it off, it is now a finished product, and you hold that completed work in your hands. How did you feel at that moment when you were holding your book in your hands?
It's like you're holding a precious child. It's like you just gave birth to something that you wanted the world to really know, and, you know, to really, show them how much you treasured it. Because, you know, like when you gave birth, it's something that, you know, you put all the efforts, you know, like everything, love and energy and time, you know, to have it. So it's like a baby, or like, you know, a precious child, you know, that, yeah.
Absolutely. And I have to agree with you. I know that when I held my workbook in my hands, even though it wasn't necessarily meant for the world to receive, I was really just getting it out there so that my long-distance clients would be able to order it and receive it. But let me tell you, I have to agree, I was like the proud mama, like, I can't believe it's here, it's out. Oh, yeah. My goodness, this is amazing. And lo and behold, what happened? More people than what I thought was going to want the workbook purchase the workbook. So you are right. You end up, you watch it grow and you see it, you know, help or change the lives of other people. And you're like, oh my goodness, look at this. You are so right there. Now, for so many people that I talk to, they will say that writing for them is a form of, and one of these things, either they will say, like, it's a form of therapy for me. Like, I'm really able to share my thoughts and ideas and get it out there and share with the world. I've heard folks say that it's like a spiritual experience, in that, you know, God gives them the ideas, they write what they've been given, and they feel that that's how God kind of communicates with them. But yet I've also had people that have said, you know what, Dr. Angela, I knew I was supposed to write this book. Sometimes the ideas would come, sometimes they wouldn't, and it was a struggle. Where do you think that you fit in how you view writing?
I think I'll go with the spiritual experience.
Even
though I love reading and I do writing because aside from being a missionary, I was a secondary teacher. But the thing that I really give me a chance or what do you call it, inspire me to write is when since I was a child, I saw how tremendously God redeemed and delivered me based on my background. Like, there is no way I will. I will know Jesus Christ. There is no way I will understand, you know, his goodness. And the desperation really is the one that God used, because I was so desperate for a father, and God used it. And the way I see my life is like, it's not something that I put a lot of effort met and a lot of, you know, things, because people plan. But me, I feel like my life was not planned by me. It's like someone that is greater power that orchestrated my life, that really, like, the way I saw how I became a missionary, how God promoted me, and until now, how God faithfully is there in my life, like every day, as waking up as a miracle. It's like something that you cannot contain, and you cannot just be quiet about it, that you cannot just, you know, be quiet, not to tell the world. And because of those many experiences, spiritual experiences, that innumerable experiences that God that God showed and let me experience in my life. Like, I cannot just be quiet, not to spread it to the whole world, you know, how great God is.
Oh, my goodness. I love, love, love that answer. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I have to agree that it, from the way that you described it, absolutely a spiritual experience. And I really love that, because I think that our young people, too, need to know that it's okay if God communicates with you, you know, in this form and fashion, and that it's not something that just happened like in biblical days, or it's not something that just happens, you know, to your grandmother, mm-hmm. that your grandmother can talk to God, but you can't. So that's really quite inspirational. And thank you so much for sharing that. That was really important. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to ask was about, sometimes an author will say that a particular chapter or a section or even a paragraph was really easy to write because it was funny, or that it was hard to write because it was difficult sharing the information for whatever the reason, be that it touched their heart, it was tragic, or it was just difficult saying the words. Do you have a difficult moment in the book, or do you have like a hardest scene to write in the book?
Yes. I think for me the hardest part is it's almost like at the very last, where you need to face yourself, because this book, there's like this battle that's going on, and the last part is like, how are you going to put it in writing? Like, how are you going to like face yourself? Mm-hmm. Because that is one of the hardest enemy that you're going to face. It's so hard to write, mm-hmm. because while I'm writing that, I'm struggling with myself. It's like something that really, like, it's, you know,
you're reminding yourself of the thing that you're writing. And just to let you know, a whole lot of coaches and counselors are also doing that, you know, as they're helping their client base. Don't think that you're doing it alone. A lot of counselors and coaches are also going through that. They have to remind themselves daily to walk in the walk and talk the talk as well, so you're not alone with that. Well, Sandalyn, we are almost out of time, and I want to make sure that everyone is able to contact you. So before we go off, can you please remind everyone, what is the title of your book, where can we get a copy, and how do we stay in contact with you?
All right. Thank you, Angela. So my book mm-hmm. title is Before Eternity, The One Who Dwells in Zion. And you can get a copy in www.westbowpress.com. So it is a division of Thomas Nelson and Zondervan. Or you can also email me at sandalyn.taylor@gmail.com. Yeah, so
I love it. Thank you again, Sandalyn, for being on the show today.
Thank you so
I appreciate
much,
your being on. And listeners, thank you for spending time with us here as well. As always, may you have great mental health, and may you do it with a good book. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.